Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctor of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Call a friend. Tell a friend that Doctor is on the air. We're here. We're always happy to have you to come by and be with us and share what God has given you today. This is not a mistake. You didn't get here by accident. Amen. So thank God that you have tuned in. Amen. See what thus said the Lord. Amen. This is your spiritual food. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. Oh, Lord, we ask you to look upon those hearers and those that are viewing by technology. Oh, Lord, concerning the word today, give us this day our spiritual food. Amen. And that we can grow thereby. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth as well as Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. You can go to our website at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you'll see us and view us on Facebook as well as we come on YouTube. Amen. And you can follow down. Amen. The bottom of the page, if you want to donate. Amen. You've been hearing on Wednesday nights in different parts of the area at 7 o'clock. You can go to Doctrine of Truth, blogtalkradio.com/Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. And we have some other broadcasting there to help you to grow. Amen. Today is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We are, but today is the day that God has given us, and we know in the beginning of time, amen, what the Lord had done, that, amen, he worked 7 days, amen, he gave the body a rest on the Sabbath day, amen, he worked the seventh day, and he gave the body a rest, but he always was visiting with Adam and Eve all Monday through Friday through Saturday. Amen. But he just stopped to let the body rest. Amen. Because we are Christian, we observe the first day of the week. This is Resurrection Day. This is Resurrection Day for us. It's Resurrection Day. Amen. For all those that say they are Christian. Amen. Because we know God be with us all the time. God doesn't take a break. He doesn't go on a strike. Amen. We observe. We need one day of rest. Amen. But you know, you need God all the time. Amen. So if you leave God out one day, amen, you don't have him and just lay around without Jesus, you have a problem. And this is what we're talking about today. Amen. We find it out that the devil wants your body. That the devil wants your body. Amen. That's what we're discussing. Amen. For here, for all of you, call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You can go to Facebook. Go to our page, amen, and you can begin to see and study out, amen, the portions, amen, what we're discussing. We're going to start out with the book of Matthew, the 12th chapter, and we want to read a little bit here, amen. Jesus talking about the end time. Jesus talking about the end time, amen, concerning things that will come upon the earth, amen. We are at the end of the world. Nobody knows when the end of the world is going to come. Amen. But this is the end time. Amen. Times when we feel all those that are in Christ are looking for the return of Jesus because of the fact that we find ourselves, amen, we're still here. You find that you're still here. You're still living in this body. You're still living in this body. And because you're still living in this body, amen, sometimes you wonder why. You're saved, amen. You're separating yourself from many other problems, the situation of the world, amen. But you live in a contaminated world. You live in a contaminated world. You was born in sin. You was born in sin. You live in a contaminated world, amen. And you find yourself wondering why. What's the struggle? What's the situation, amen? That you're saved, sanctified, amen. Sanctification means you separate yourself from the ungodly things and people that do not respect any kind of rules and regulation. And you wonder why, what's, what, why, what, what's this, amen, constantly, you have the problems constantly dealing with, amen, your feelings, your emotions. And we find it out in this study that the devil wants your body, amen. He wants a body that he can live in, amen. Those fallen spirits was evicted from heaven, amen, and they came down to earth to make war. One scripture we're going to use, there's three or four different scriptures, Matthew's, the 12th chapter and the 43rd verse. And when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he goes through the dry places seeking rest and finding none. Then he said, I will return unto my house from which I came. And when he come, he finding it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goeth and taketh with him seven other spirits more wickeder than himself. And they entered and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. There's a lot to say here. You can see concerning the enemy, how the unsaved people work together. Amen. And how, amen, the enemy is a spirit. And the devil is a spirit. And this is talking about the body. This is talking about the body. Now, you know, when you go to the doctor's office, you walk in the doctor's office, before you know it, the nurse says, all right, let me take your blood pressure. Amen. This is a small device. Amen. They want to take your blood pressure. They want to take your temperature. Amen. They want to take some blood from you. And why are they doing all that? They check what's in the body, what you've been eating, what's in the body, what you've been eating. Amen. And you see what you've been eating. Amen. They find out what you've been eating. And what you've been eating, amen, is what goes in the bloodstream. What goes in the bloodstream. Now, Leviticus says that the life of the body is in the blood. That's why the blood of Jesus is so powerful, because the blood, Jesus gave himself a living sacrifice. He died for us, and it was a payment. It was a payment. So, your body, amen, takes in the food. And if that food has some kind of form of contamination that restricts the blood pressure, the blood, the heart, the pumping of the heart, amen, and it goes all through the body because it gets into the bloodstream. Now, if we examine the things that we eat, amen, don't you know many of the things that we eat, the animals we eat of, are vegetarians. Cows, chickens, amen, goats, we got pigeons, we have squirrels, deers. You can go on. A lot of you examine some of the meats that you eat. They're vegetarians, but they eat from the vegetables, they eat the grass, and we get our food from them. Now, if the ground is contaminated, if those animals get contaminated, you eat that and it goes into your body. So when the doctor begin to check your body and they say, oh, you have high cholesterol, you got diabetes, amen, and go on and on, say, well, you're well contaminated. We're going to have to give you something to get this out of your bloodstream. We want you to check your diet. We want you to check your diet. Amen. What you eating? Amen. So let's suppose that you bypass the animals. They're just, you know, they retail salesmen. They sell themselves. But let's say you go straight to the manufacturer. You go straight to the plants and the herbs and the trees, amen. And you start eating that, amen. Find out, do some research. Because the saints of God, amen, you find that Matthew 7 and 7, you live off of Matthew 7 and 7. Because we dynamic researchers. You have to find the right Bible. Amen. Find the right translation that you feel and you research through those that have been living by the Word of God, because that's what you live on. You start living on a new diet of activities, like we're going through now, this separation. amen, and putting masks on, and we're putting gloves on, amen. Once you become into Christ, you find out that you have to separate your body, because the people and the places that you associate with, they have spirits that will come in and contaminate your soul and your mind, and if possible, they can contaminate your spirit. Let's go in the Garden of Eden real quick. We're going to go in the garden here and take a look at this thing, that why Satan wants a human body. You know, when Adam and Eve and Adam, it was fellowshipping. Every afternoon, God would come down, and he'd walk in the garden, and he'd talk with Adam. And Adam, what did you name anything today? What did you do, Adam? And Adam, they would share, and Adam would talk to Eve. He would talk to Eve and let Eve know, and, you know, eating his dinner or whatever. And they was vegetarian. It was vegetarian. All right, hold on. I'm not trying to make you a vegetarian. I'm trying to make you a vegetarian. I'm not trying to make you a vegan or anything. Amen. I just want you to share. Amen. We got to take a look at this thing. Now, if you keep getting sick, or if you keep having trials and tribulation, you say, I'm saved. I don't know why I'm going through all this pressure. Amen. You need to try something different. You need to examine yourself, the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're dealing with you saying, put this aside. Do that. Do this. So now you have a chance now, because we're all in a lockdown position, sort of. Amen. Go out when you need to go out, but please go out. Protect yourself. Amen. The same way you go out into the world as a Christian. You go out, say, well, you know, you don't need to go by the horse track, the dog track, and gambling. And amen. You keep yourself safe. Keep your spirit safe, because they may trigger some of the things that you... Amen. You was going, that you loved to do before you was born again. That's why Jesus said a man must be born again. Many people say, this lifestyle was forced upon me. I was born. Amen. I was born to live like this. I was born to act like that. And Jesus said, every man must be born again. And he didn't say by taking the body now. He didn't say he's going to take the body right away. So we're still living in his body. But we got a new spirit. We got a new diet, amen, of activities. We go by his instruction. So Adam and Eve were discussing, and one day Eve was out shopping, and she was out shopping, and so involved in shopping, she didn't realize, amen, here comes this serpent walking up to her, talking, amen, the tongue and the language and the vocal cords were only given to Adam and Eve. She didn't observe, and she was so caught up, amen, and shopping and concerned about her family, what they're going to eat. And then when she did catch on, she was in a conversation, the devil said, you picked everything, Eve, look at here, what about this right here? That's a pretty good one. Then she caught herself and said, wait a minute. God and Adam told me we shouldn't eat of that tree. But Eve, let me tell you something, Eve, let me tell you something. Don't you know they're trying to hide something from you? God really didn't say that. I heard the whole conversation. God said, amen, here we go. All this God said the day that you eat, you will not surely. No. You're the only two. Y'all the only two in the world. Y'all not surely going to, God not going to kill you. Uh-oh, Eve got it. Go ahead, taste it, Eve. You don't like it, that's okay. Throw it down. Eve took it. She ate of it. And she went back to her husband. Close as she was with God, the enemy knew he can work on, amen, temptation. He could not, they could not flood, all those devils could not flood the garden. Not with God angels hanging around. No. They could not flood the garden. God watches over to protect them. Amen. So the only way the devil figured out, I'm going to grab me an animal that's walking close to what Eve and run a conversation. I don't know what language it was speaking. Amen. But the devil knows every language in the world. That's why he calls people to do the things that he does. Amen. So what happened? Amen. So Eve got back to Adam, said, honey, go ahead. You know, this is a pretty good fruit here. Since she ate off it, whatever, you know, that's his love mate. Amen. That's his help mate. They equal in government. They equal in power. Amen. They're helping one another. Amen. So they're not put down one another and everything. But she got so caught up. Amen. And then he ate of that tree. Ate of that tree. So when God showed up, and God said, Adam, where art thou? Where art thou? And them devils were having a party. Oh, man, Lucifer, he finally got into the garden. Man, this man, Lou, you all right. You all right, Lou. He just, oh, Beelzebub, I know you're not the right man. You're not the right spirit. Oh, they said, now we got the human body. We got a chance to bring down everything God made. Amen. That body can heal itself. That body can think. That body, ooh, God made us. We got a chance now to get in that body and see what's going on. Amen. Amen. We got a chance. And the Lord said, Adam, where you are? You know what Adam said? Adam said, I was afraid. Fear got in the garden. How did fear get in the garden? Amen. Adam and Eve, God didn't have no fear. Adam didn't have no fear of God. Eve didn't have no fear. Where did fear come from? Where did jealousy come from? Where did strife come from? Where did sickness come from? Amen. Where did pride come from? Amen. Where all this stuff come from? All these spirits. Paul told Timothy, spirit is a fear. Fear is a spirit. Revelation is a spirit. I mean, everything else is a spirit. Adam said, I was afraid, so I hid myself. So the enemy got in the garden. And now he knows he can't overrun God's people, but he can tempt them. And now, not only he can tempt them, but he can oppress them. Amen. You know how somebody push you around all the time. Amen. Then he can hinder them. But he can't overtake them. He can't overtake them unless they be so deceived about what's happening. Amen. And forget where God brought you. Amen. Peter was saying, amen. Apostle Matthew was saying, when this unclean spirit left the body, amen. When you come into Christ, amen, accept him as your Lord and Savior, amen. Repent of your sins. You might not know what you have done. Amen. That's why Jesus gave the model prayer, the Lord forgive me of my sin. Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread as we forgive those that trespass against us. That's where we come in. We're trespassing. Amen. You don't know what you have done. You don't know what you've done because something is somebody else. You did something yourself. The Lord, forgive me of my sin. Daily, every day, because you live in a contaminated world. Yes, you're saved, but you're dealing in a body. God did not take the body yet, but he will. He's going to take this body. Amen. Because Satan, Peter said, amen, that Satan is walking about. He's walking around looking to see who can he devour, who can he deceive. So now you're living in a body that deals with spirits, amen, around you. And sometimes you got to be careful. Certain foods you can get would trigger, amen, their old memories and their old desires, their old taste buds, amen. That's why Paul said we have to renew our mind. And this is where the battle coming in. Amen. Many don't realize, amen, when you come to Christ, you're still living in this body. Amen. And the devil wants the body. He wants to use your body. Amen. Because God has given you the antidote to every disease is in the body. Then he told the believers, amen, in Mark, the 16th chapter, that these are the signs of those that believe. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils. Amen. If you eat any contaminated food, poison, won't harm you. Might make you sick, but it won't harm you. Amen. You pray over the food. Paul told Timothy, you're a good man of God. Tell the people to pray over their food in the name of Jesus. Because what, you still live in this body. You have to accept it. You might not like it. You might not like how the body looks, but you got two arms, two legs, two eyes, two ears. Amen. And God made it this way. And he's not going to change it. Because when he rose from the dead, he met the disciples, and he came through the wall. The body going to be transformed. He came through the wall. We're not subject anymore to gravity. Amen. We're not subject anymore to material. Amen. We're going to be a transformed spirit. Amen. Jesus, resurrected body, powerful. Amen. All these different, every movie you see, everybody want power. Everybody want authority. Amen. So when you realize that you're living in this old body, you still got the body. This is the body you're going to have when you hit heaven. Amen. You're going to have the same body. When God Jesus come back and rises up, you have the same body. Amen. I don't know how much hair you're going to have. Amen. How many teeth you're going to have, but you're going to have the same body. Amen. It's going to be well. It's going to be well. And the leaves of the trees is going to be for healing of the nation. The devil wants your body. He wants your body. Paul said he found out in Romans, the 7th chapter. Amen. Every time he tried to do good. Amen. Have you ever thought about it? Every time he said, well, I'm going to get up this morning. Amen. I'm going to go shopping. Amen. I'm going to build a house. Amen. I'm going to drive a truck. Amen. I'm going to get on the airplane. I'm going to learn how to do them. And the only thing you find out at the end of the day, you just got up this morning. There were so many hindrances come out. Amen. Somebody called. Somebody come by the house. Amen. This, that, and the other. Amen. And them devils just had to say, when the enemy find out, it's a secret now, don't tell nobody. When the enemy find out, like James said, if you resist him, you take off. Bible say he'll flee. You take off. Amen. Like a jet coming through town. Shoo! You take off. But the enemy don't want you to know that. He doesn't know. He said, well, it's your problem. They don't like you. They don't care nothing about you. You know what? He set you up on the long term that he want to get in your body. He want to take over the body. Jesus was confronted with a situation. He went into town. He went to disciples. And the men came to him, and there was a man, young man in town. Amen. He lived among the graveyards. He lived in tombs. And they tried everything they could. They chained him down. Amen. But he'll break it loose. He'd be out in the tomb just crying and, amen, hollering at night, walking the streets. When Jesus came in town and doing a crusade, the young man ran up to Jesus and fell on his knees. You know what he said? Master, are you coming to destroy us before time? And Jesus said, what's your name? My name is Legion. We are many of them. Jesus said, leave this young man. Leave him. He said, oh, Lord, don't kill us. Let us go on them pigs out there. Let us go on those pigs. So when the devil, all them devils that was in this young man, and this is why Peter was saying here, when a person leave Christ and his spirit, unclean spirits, whatever it was, the devil make you think he's clean, he's nice, you walk upright, but you can find out he wasn't that clean, she wasn't that clean. Amen. But when he goes around, he come back around, there's no Bibles, no church, no praying, no fellowship, amen, with any spiritual entity pertaining to heaven. Jesus is not there. The Holy Ghost is not there. The seed, the words of God are not there. So the devil come back around and say, you know what? This house, this is my old hangout here. Ain't nothing going on in here. Instead of him going back by himself, he said, no, no. When I get into this, I get back into this body, I'm going to make sure I'm not going to leave anymore. Amen. So he goes out and gets seven more spirits stronger than he is. Amen. That's why Jesus told him to bind the strong man. Amen. Bind the strong man. Amen. What strong entity is in your life? The strong man was bound, amen, in this young man's life and was cast out. And he left. But he's coming back around. Amen. The enemy always come back around. And he look and see, oh, they got the Holy Ghost in there. They got Jesus in there. They got God in there. Amen. He takes off again. He'll try to say something and go back with, you know, God told me. He said, wait a minute. Let me, what scripture was? What Bible you using? Amen. They'll try it. Oh, yeah, he'll try it. And they finally say, oh, well, let me go. Take off. The young man, amen, after Jesus rebuked all those spirits, they left him. See, regardless of people are, they say they might be crazy. Oh, this done lost their mind. But when the Holy Ghost show up, when you start praising God, amen, you feel that you're down, you don't know anything, you don't forgot that God is real, whatever they told you, not saved, and all this kind of foolishness out there. So many different voices out there have been filtered down through the area to destroy the church and make people back up on God. Amen. God don't love you. They shouldn't talk to you like that. You know, God rebuked Peter. And the devil said, oh, they shouldn't have said that to you. God rebuked Peter. Peter addressed God. Said, listen, Jesus, we shouldn't go back to Jerusalem. And Jesus looked at him, knew him that he had a job to do. And Jesus said, Satan, get behind me. God wants us to go forward through his son, Jesus Christ. The church got to go forward. The church got to be gatherers of people. Amen. The church dealing with people. Everything that God has, it grows. Everything God does, you grow. Amen. There are levels in your life that you be able to get higher and higher and closer to God. Amen. But you're still going to be trying to be tempted. He tried to tempt Jesus. The enemy going to try to tempt you. Amen. Even Paul had struggles with his agendas, things that he wanted to do, but he didn't take it out on other people because he knew, like Paul said in Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. So your body, wonder why it's so sick. Why is this? Why that? Maybe it's what you're eating. But the world tell you, oh, the cow is all right. Amen. That old cow is all right. Ain't nothing wrong with him. You find out the cow been eating poison food. Amen. The cow got a bad leg. Amen. But they took him to the market. Amen. They found out the deer. Amen. All these different things. And you eat that food, and it goes into your body. Then you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, I told you to eat this diet. Do you need that? Yes, sir. I'm on a diet now. Amen. You told me what to eat. Amen. You told me to get away from the bacon and all of this. And why I'm still contaminated? It's the food is bad. Amen. So we need to go straight to the manufacturer. We need to go where the cow been eating. What food that cow been eating? We've been feeding all these different things. Now, why don't we go straight to what God has given us? We're in the time now. Amen. You got to get close to the Holy Spirit. The enemy is contaminating everything. He's trying to destroy everybody. Amen. He wants to get in bodies. He wants to weaken the body. He wants to weaken your mind. Paul said, God has not given us, amen, a spirit of fear. It started in the garden. But of power, that's the Holy Ghost. Love is God. And a sound mind. And a sound mind. Amen. You can sit down and take your time and reason out. If this is of God, you learn this. Amen. You learned this before you got saved. Now, something wrong with this. Amen. If I keep eating on this, if I keep smoking this, if I keep drinking this, amen. The cows don't eat no, they don't smoke, they don't eat no, they don't drink no cigarette, they don't have no popcorn, or no soda water. Amen. All they have is water and grass. Amen. A lot of those animals out there, vegetarian, they eat water and grass, and I go shoot a deer, kill a deer, amen, and I get the venison from that deer, amen, he have no soda water, no popcorn, no sugar, no nothing in him, amen, but whatever he got, if some little bug bite him, what kind of disease he got, then I'll get it because I get it from the deer. But if I go eat what the deer is eating and check out what the deer is eating, amen, there's a good chance my blood pressure and my bloodstream going to clear up. Because the life of the body is the what? The blood. And Jesus gave us his blood through the Holy Ghost. Amen. The devil wants your body. Oh, yeah, he wants your body. He might not want to accept this. I understand. Amen. First you come in contact with this. Amen. Say, Lord, why did God give us, he say, lay hands on the sick? Well, what? He foresaw that. He saw that. He know the end of sin. Amen. With Jesus, remember now, the angel of the Lord came all through the Old Testament. Amen. All through the Old Testament, angel of the Lord came, amen, God, through his son, Jesus Christ, manifested himself all the way through the Old Testament. God never left his people. He always manifested himself, amen, with Joshua and Moses, amen, in the Garden of Eden. He always was there, amen. Jesus said, I'm Alpha. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There was nothing made that was made. John chapter 1, that was made. Everything was made by God. Amen. So now, well, what's my problem? If you got to believe, well, how can I believe? Read the Gospel of John. That book designed to build up your belief. It doesn't say faith at all. It just says believe. Write it down. How many times you find the Gospel of John? You find the word believe. Okay, I'm give you. I'll give you a couple of seconds. You want to run through the concordance and you want to get on your iPad and all that. You won't find it. You won't find it's over 20 times, it's over 30 times. All right, it's over 40 times. Amen. You can email me and tell me how many you can find, but you got to work and find it. You have to work and find it. The Holy Spirit was, I was reading and studying. That's why the Spirit of God, he worked you and he talked with you and he shared with you. When you read the word, God and fellowshipping with him, this personal fellowship time now. It's personal fellowship time now. If you're going to take time and fellowship with God, it's the time now. We might not get this another time. Every 10 or 12 years, amen, look like the economy falls down. Amen. We get another break. You get another chance. You might not like it. Amen. But this way, God's going to come in quick. It's going to be quick. Amen. You might not be prepared, but one thing you can be prepared for, amen, that your soul and your spirit has been born again. The body going to be taken. Amen. God going to take the body. Amen. The body going back to the dust. So all those that say, well, you know, I'm going to take this, I'm going to leave that. No, all that stuff going to stay here. What's really going to be taken is the body and the spirit man. So the body, we got to live with this body, and you got to protect this body because the devil wants your body. Yes, he do. He wants your body. He wants your body. And those that say that God, you got friends are telling you and good acquaintances telling you, well, I was born this way, and all my life I was like this from a child, and I knew I was going to be like this. I knew I was going to be a alpha. I knew I was going to be a mega. I knew I was going to be, amen, walking around. Amen. My lifestyle. I know I was born. But that's why Jesus said, you must be born again. Heavenly born. You was born by the first Adam. Amen. You was born under sin. You was born under Satan. He was trying to get the body. Amen. They still partying now. Amen. The devil still partying now because they know they got a chance to get a lot of body. There are some people have gone and given themselves over. They have given up. They have given up the battle. Amen. And that's because the devil want to go. The devil want to take your energy. The devil want to take, amen, new knowledge and try to get you to use that same old knowledge on your body. Amen. And God telling us, amen. The Old Testament still have, amen, good schooling, because it is the schoolmaster, it's the foundation. Amen. And Jesus tell us whatever good in the land, we can eat whatever good of the land. God knows that. Amen. He tells us that in Isaiah 118. Amen. God has nothing against meat, but when you got a chance to understand, amen, that the things that you're eating affect the body, amen. If I was you, I'd take inventory. Amen. You had an excuse, but now today you're looking at this program. Now there's no more excuse. No more excuse now. Amen. Now you can find out what's really why you feel like you feel naturally. The body, the spirit man don't go by feelings anyway because it separates itself. Amen. But the natural man, amen, always affect the spirit man. Amen. Your knowledge affect how you want to do the body. Amen. And the devil wants you to use your hand. Amen. Your mouth and your eyes. Amen. To downgrade your spiritual walk with God. You're living in a contaminated world. Amen. You might as well come to the knowledge like of the day. Amen. Share this program with others. Amen. The effects that they're going through while they're wrestling with their memories, while they're wrestling, amen, with their habits and things. Amen. The body needs to be delivered. It can be delivered. Amen. Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He went about doing good and healing all those who was oppressed of the devil. The devil can oppress you. Amen. Amen. He can push you down, try to back you in a corner. Amen. And always want to press you and make you think you can't do it, you can't do this, always this and always that. And he can rebuke him and say, no, in Jesus' name, I can do this in Christ that strengthened me. Amen. Once you come to the knowledge of your faults, amen, your trials, amen, knowing it is not of man. The enemy is using somebody, some situation, amen, in all those different areas. If you begin to learn and watch, amen, the enemy have principalities and powers in high places. If you ever going down to different areas, different communities, you'll find different kind of plagues, different kind of habits, activities goes over to different cities, different communities, different states, amen, because the enemy, amen, he has cooperations going on. Amen. Not only that, but they pull together. They work together. The devil doesn't want God's people to work together. He doesn't want God's people, amen, to network together. He doesn't want God's people, amen, to understand who he is. Amen. He want to separate. But they don't separate. Amen. In Matthew 12, amen, 43 on down, you said the devil said he went back and got seven more spirits, more stronger than he was, because he wanted the house. He wanted the house. He wanted that body. He was going back to that body. Jesus coming, and he going to have a resurrected body. Amen. When we rise from the dead, amen, there's no other God that rose from the dead. There's always signs through the Bible, amen, where God's people was raised up. Amen. How Jesus raised people up. Amen. We're going to have the same body. The same body. Amen. That's a lie. You're not going to look like a roach when you come back from the dead. I'm sorry. You're not going to be walking around like a cow. Amen. In some areas, you better not walk around looking like a cow or a chicken or some of the people are hungry. Amen. Amen. See how the devil destroyed people's lives? Amen. People don't want to kill cows or chickens. Amen. They don't want to be involved in all of this foolishness. Amen. It's nothing but foolishness. Because once you come into Christ, you know, amen, the devil is lying all over the world and got people in bondage. They dying from diseases. They dying, amen, for cause of Paul said lack of knowledge. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7:12 say, amen, knowledge is power. Money is power. Amen. But the great of all of these, knowledge. Amen. So when you get knowledge, knowledge is power. Knowing is power. Amen. Knowing God is power. God want to give us power. Amen. We have the power of God, the authority of God. Amen. We have his name, Jesus. We have the seal. We are children of God. Amen. But you got to practice it. You got to practice knowing that, yes, you're saved, sanctified, you love God. Amen. And what you're doing wrong, you're living in a contaminated world, and the world want to make you think that it's something wrong with you. They must think what's wrong with you. Well, you go look in the refrigerator, look in the pantry, and see what you eat in there. It goes straight to your brain. It make you want to jump up and down and run up around the town and all that. What is that? It might be in your food. Amen. The enemy wants you to believe, amen, he's the only cook in town. Amen. I ain't going to get into the cooking and the food, because some of you might think, well, are you trying to make me out a vegetarian? No. Oh, you don't want me? God don't want you to be a hermit once you accept Christ. That's why he said, I'm giving you power, because he wants you to go into all the world, and you're going to be rubbing shoulder with the atheists. Amen. All kind of different religions, all kind of different gods out there. So why God want to put you be a hermit? Amen. He don't want you to, I don't want to go nowhere. I'm going to be around my people, my family, my community. That's not Christianity. That's not Jesus. You got power. If you got power to rub shoulders every day with an atheist, rub shoulder with all these different believers, amen, about their life, about their lifestyle, and who they are, you should respect me. And you still come home and say, praise God. Hallelujah. Read your Bible and thank God. That's power. So God, Jesus, sent us to all the world. He wants to give it to all the world, so it has to be, amen, a misunderstanding somewhere. Amen. You have the power. You learn how to shake it off. Amen. And you learn how to detox yourself and say, well, Lord, I thank you for having me the power. So you get up every morning. You say your prayers. You got to write it somewhere. Say, just say your prayers. Read a little bit of scripture. Amen. Then go out the house, because you got to get a spiritual man. A little extra dose, amen, because you use that up all through the day, amen. So now it's important, amen, that you continue your fellowship and knowing now the devil wants your body. Doesn't matter what you put on, he still wants your body, amen. God look at the heart, amen. If the heart is right, amen, he overlook, because your clothes not going anywhere anyway, amen. That's another lie from the devil, amen. He wants your body. You try to do things to discourage you, try to make you lose your willpower, try to make you lose your standard with God, but God love you. He care for you. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you right now. Lord, we ask you to continue bless those that came to this broadcast. Amen. Lord, give them the power, understand. Amen. You love them in spite of all. Amen. That they lay aside all this stuff. Amen, amen, and protect their life, soul, and spirit. While we live here in this body, amen, we thank you for the power through your Holy Spirit. Those that need the Holy Spirit, the Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. Give me your spirit, amen. Those that feel that the enemy don't press you so much, just praise him. Start to say, Lord, thank you, hallelujah, praise him. Even if they're going to the bathroom, going to your car somewhere, amen, get a personal relationship with him. Amen. He'll bless you. He'll bless you because you can feel him. Amen. To all the days, we recognize the days. I don't email right now because I know y'all better mother all 365 days. Amen. But today they're kind of recognizing this is Mother's Day. God bless you, mothers. Mothers are always going through and God taking us over. Amen. God bless you. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you until next time. This is Bishop Poole. Amen. Thanking you for being here with us. You can email us at www.jciministries.com. As well, those of you, amen, that's on Blog Talk Radio, amen, you can be with us again. Amen. Check the Blog Talk Radio.